AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
It's a good idea to have your lawn equipment inspected and serviced before you put it away for the season. Prairieland Partners John Deere gives you the power of choice when it comes to your service needs. Choose from a silver or gold service package. It's that easy. Call, stop by, or visit PrairielandPartners.com to schedule your lawn equipment service today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 25th of October. Feeling fall out there, 48 degrees, but that north wind gusting to 20 makes it feel like it's around 42 with the wind chill, and we're very pleased to be joined via the KVOE Sutherland studio line this morning by Freedom Fest organizer Josh Ballinger. Josh is in to talk about the Murph Challenge, a part of Freedom Fest, coming up on November 6th. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing today?
Good. Yourself?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that. As we mentioned, Freedom Fest is jam-packed with activities, and we'll start to run down the list in a little bit. We want to specifically focus this morning on the Murph Challenge, which is new to Freedom Fest. And Josh, let's first let people know exactly what is the Murph Challenge and how did this come to be?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Murph Challenge was created by Lieutenant Mike Murphy. He was a Navy SEAL, after his passing, the military community kind of took his challenge. It's a physical fitness challenge, and they used it as a way to commemorate his sacrifice and then other sacrifices. Most of us do it once a year to kind of realign and kind of go back to remember everything that we've been through and everyone that we served with that didn't get to make it home. So,
all right. Well, let's talk a little bit about when the challenge is going to be taking place here as part of the overall schedule is concerned. And for folks that haven't heard yet, just what's part of the challenge.
Right. So it'll be November 6th. Registration, if you can, will be earlier than that, but we'll start at 9:30 on that Saturday morning. The Murph Challenge is actually a 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, and 300 air squats, followed by a mile run. So, and if that scares you a little bit, we have different divisions for people. So we don't expect people to come out and to be, you know, Navy SEALs or studs or anything like that right away. We've thought about the Emporia community quite a bit. So if they have questions, they can reach out to us ahead of time.
So there are modified versions of the Murph then?
Yes, there are. So, okay. Like I said, the whole idea is not so much to be a stud and come out and show how much you are, but to kind of, you know, put yourself through those stressful situations and kind of, you know, endure and with the rest of us as the people before us did. So,
well, Josh, what about your military history?
I'm a United States Marine. I served for 6 years, and now I serve down here at the National Guard with the 1635th.
Well, thanks for your service.
Thank you
very much. And it's great to have you part of Freedom Fest coming up November 6th at the All Veterans Memorial. That's where the check-in will be. So where will the challenge exactly be taking place? Where is the one-mile run route?
Yeah, so we've got it. So the Murph Challenge will be taking center stage down there. And then the one-mile route will be right across the bridge and then down the road there a little ways. So it'll be a half-mile out, turn around, headed south, and then headed right back. So,
okay, so a mile run, 100 push-ups, 200 or pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and then a mile run. So, Josh, have you performed the Murph Challenge before?
I have. This will probably be my sixth or seventh year.
So you will be partaking then?
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe I should say you'll be leading the way then.
It always gets to you, so we'll see what happens.
Why do you participate in this as often as you can, whether it's, you know, coming up here for the Freedom Fest here, which is, you know, barely 2 weeks out now? why do you participate in this? Because there's a lot of people who are going to look at that, and you're right, there are going to be some that are going to look at that and say, boy, that's too much for me.
but what is it about this set of exercises that you really like to be involved in?
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm glad you asked that because, you know, there's a lot of years, you know, and I'll admit, you know, there's a lot of years that I'm barely struggling, you know, I'm barely getting through the workout performed. And it, like I said, it's not really so much about being a stud. It's more about, you know, for me, I've served with a lot of individuals that, you know, they gave a lot more than I did, as in they got hurt or they had to stay away from their families or they had to give up so much more in the sacrifice that, you know, they gave than I did. And for me to go back, you know, it's only once a year, you know, it's in that hour that I'm performing that workout, it helps me remember, you know, everyone else that gave more than I did. It helps me sit there and think, you know, you can't do anything else besides think about the pain that you're in. And then you think about the reason why you started this workout in the first place. And you think, you know, wow, you know, those individuals didn't get to come home or those individuals had to give up much more than I did. You know, and I'm here, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm doing this workout, and I will be happy and healthy an hour from now. Right now, I can think about what they did to help me secure that. So.
Well put. And, you know, that is what Freedom Fest is all about, honoring those who have served and raising money for the All Veterans Memorial and Veteran Scholarships. Freedom Fest coming up November 6th. We invite you to log on to EmporiaFreedomFest.org. The information for all the events, an opportunity for you to register for any of the events and pay online. We've got the Dynamic Disc Freedom Open Golf Tournament with two flights. The Lyon County State Bank 5K, 10K, and 1 mile runs. Also the gravel grinding. Yeah, the Timmerman, Sergeant Timmerman and General Eisenhower Freedom Rides. Those are 16 and 40 milers that will be taking place. There's a 12-mile ruck march going to be happening. And, of course, the Will to Win Warrior Spur Challenge, which will be a part of Freedom Fest also, along with the Murph Challenge. Josh, we appreciate your time this morning, and we hope so. You got people registered already?
Yes, we do. So
good deal.
They're on the website.
Yeah, get on and get registered and be a part of the Murph Challenge or any of the great activities with jam-packed Freedom Fest coming up November 6th. So please log on to EmporiaFreedomFest.org. Josh, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen.
Have a good day. Josh Ballinger. And the Murph Challenge, 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and then, oh, by the way, a 1 mile run for dessert. There, Chuck.
Yeah, but again, be part of what's going to be taking place on Freedom Fest, whether it's the Murph Challenge or all the other different activities. The schedule just continues to overflow here for Freedom Fest coming up in early November, and we'll have more here coming up here shortly. This week, as previews continue here on our airwaves and also here on our website at KVUE.com for more information.
Yeah, big kickoff event will be the night before,
yep.
November 5th at the Bourbon Cowboy, and then post Freedom Fest activities at Mulready's coming up. So
awesome.
A lot to be a part of. Our newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. It is 7:31, 47 degrees. Stay tuned. Weather next.
I'm Jamie Reefer, and I'm running for Emporia School Board. I've spent the last decade helping find solutions to make our community stronger. Education.